All right. Well, as we talked about last night, just referenced in the Baltimore game, I think we, for looking at the tape this morning, that we definitely missed some opportunities. Certainly the red area was a big deciding edge in the game in their favor. I felt like defensively we, didn't do a good enough job on second down. We really, we had them in a number of second down situations, second and tens and those kind of things. And, they kind of got off the hook there with, a couple passes to Rice, Pitta, Smith, run by Pierce. So we just were never able to get into many third down situations there in the second half where we actually could have, gotten them off the field, didn't string those plays together. We had a lot of negative plays or no gain plays in there, but we just weren't able to string them together, and they were able to keep those drives going and finish in the red area. So, really, that was pretty much the story of the game. Missed opportunities and the differential in the red area. Obviously, a couple turnovers there in the second half. Even though we were behind, I still felt like, as we were moving the ball, we were getting down there. If we could have got it in, we could have made it a one-score game. We would have had a chance there, but we got to the, 34 or 24 or 18, somewhere in there three or four times in that 30 to 20-yard line range and just couldn't, just couldn't really get it past that. So, thought that was kind of the story. Yesterday had a good effort in the kicking game, but just not enough to get us over the hump. So that being said, on balance, I still thought that certainly there are a lot of positives from this football team. It's a team that I enjoyed coaching. I thought that the players worked hard. Behind the scenes, everybody doesn't see that, but on a day-to-day basis, they worked hard. They competed well. They didn't make excuses. They got better over the course of the season, both individually and collectively. And, we wouldn't have gotten to where we were without a lot of good, consistent performances from a lot of people in a number of games and countless practices and meetings and all the things that lead up to that. So, that part of it, I thought there's, again, a lot of positives that we accomplished. Certainly, the outcome yesterday is not where we wanted to end up, but I give these guys a lot of credit for what they did do and the number of times that they did it, the number of times they did it in tough situations. So hopefully we can, continue to build on that. And I don't think anything this year really means too much for next year. Each year is a new year. We start all over again, just like everybody else does. Some of our younger players have a little bit more experience. Hopefully that'll be a good thing, but that doesn't really count for anything until we go out there and start doing it again. So we'll start the off-season process of evaluating the team, our schemes, and start putting the team together for next year when those opportunities come. A lot of preparation in the next couple of months relative to free agency and draft and so forth. So a lot of that's really preparation work, as well as some decisions we have to make on players that are currently that were on the team this year that are not currently under contract for next year. But again, all that will take place down the road. Nothing will happen, today, tomorrow, or the next day. So that's not really a now. It's not really a time to talk about that. That's for a later point in time when we can take evaluation, make an evaluation of the entire football team, and put it all together. It's not things aren't necessarily done on an individual case by case basis. Certainly, each individual is important, but collectively, it has to be looked at in context of the entire team, and that process takes a little thought and takes a little while to go through that process and encompass all the factors that really need to be considered. So. That's pretty much where we are for now.
So the offseason started for a lot of teams already, and the Senior Bowl is this week. You jump right into that to the staff.
Yeah, that'll be part of it, sure. Yeah, that'll be part of it. Certain people in our organization are down there. I don't know. think we all could get down there if we wanted to, but yeah, sure. Well, of course, you know, like just like we were at the East West game with members of our organization last week and the Senior Bowl. Yeah, that's all. That's part of it, sure.
What are some of the other things that you're going to be doing over the next 3-4 days?
Well, really planning for the off season, looking at what our staff's going to be doing, how we're going to manage our time and our priorities relative to you know, evaluating our players, evaluating our scheme, evaluating how we did things this year from a logistical standpoint, practice, meetings, all those kind of things, and then moving forward into draft preparations, free agency preparations. Again, all that's kind of in a planning state, not that we haven't done it before, but, you know, specifically lay it out so everybody knows what they're doing, when they're doing it, and how we can manage our time most effectively to get all those things done.
Bill, when you look at the cap space the team has, the players under contract for 2013, how do you feel like the team is positioned to make another run?
Well, I don't know. I think that's, you know, obviously right now that's part of what we're going to be doing is looking at all those things and trying to manage it the best way we can and how all that's going to work out. I don't know. As you say, I think cap space is a very misleading term. I don't really think it has too much meaning until you take into context the number of players that are not under contract with that cap space. So you can have not much cap space and a lot of players under contract, or you could have a lot of cap space and not as many players under contract. I mean, who's better? So I don't know. Each situation is different, and cap space can be very that can be maneuvered, as we all know, in a number of different ways. So I think the bottom line is you collectively take a look at all your resources and try to put together the best plan to formulate your team and develop your team throughout the entire course of the offseason. It doesn't all happen in March. It doesn't happen in April. It's a continuing process that goes all the way, I would say, really into September. And each stage of it's important. Or in our case, it even went into October with the acquisition of Aqib. So, but of course, we had to have our team pretty well formulated before that point. I'm not saying that, you know, we waited until then, but it was still part of the process then. So I'd say it's, you know, really a 6-month process that isn't anywhere close to being finalized or certainly planned for completion at this point.
Last week about the experience with the Aqib being a very positive one. Are you at this point hopeful of that?
Would not make any decisions on any players into the future now. Like, you just can't do it. There's too many factors, too many unknown things, and all the things I said about Aqib, I meant, and I still feel that way. Nothing's changed, but I can't put into place an entire plan for the team at this point in time. Just not enough information. It's too early. And again, as I said, I don't think you can, as much as you want to just, you know, go case by case and list each guy and, you know, what his deal is, I think each that there is some of that, no question. But at the same time, when you're trying to put together a team, you've got to look at the entire team. Before you just say, okay, well, you know, we want to try to keep this guy. Well, you know, we don't want to keep this guy, or we want to try to get somebody else or whatever. You've got to look at the entire context of the team and not just take it one guy piece by piece. I don't think that's the way you put together an entire football team. You got to see the big picture and how it all fits together. And a lot of factors that go into that. So that's why it takes some time.
Asking the same question, then. I mean, based on what West did in 2012, would you?
It's the same answer. Thank you.
Bill, this might be something more for like your off season when you sort of review everything. But when you think back to the losses in the playoffs over the last 5 years, like the last games the Patriots have played, Ravens, Giants in the Super Bowl, Jets, Ravens, Giants in the Super Bowl. Is there anything that stands out to you as a common thread as to maybe the way the team was built that just couldn't allow the team to finish it off in those games?
You know, I think each of those games have their own individual characteristics, but they're probably, I mean, obviously they're all losses, so that's that's the thing you want to point to, and then there are certain things that go with when you lose games. Just like if you point to all the playoff wins, you're going to find some common threads there too. I think it's more, I think rather than trying to look from the back forward, I think it's really the way that I would try to analyze it is to look at it as the process piece by piece, and you know each step along the way rather than say, okay, well, here's the final result. You know what? Let's backtrack it. I think you take it step by step, and whether you won or lost, I mean, that's not always the determining factor. It's what can you do better along the way, even if you did win, or what did you do well, even if you lost, and then obviously try to improve the things that didn't go well, win or lose, and that's really what we try to focus on. Do more things right, try to correct mistakes, and build on the things that are right and try to do more of them.
Oftentimes describe this type of setup as like being on a treadmill and then, you know, it just stops and it's sort of abrupt. For you, in a 39th season in the NFL next year, do you feel like you're ready to hop back on the treadmill or is it too soon to...
Yeah, well, that's the NFL. I mean, you know, the last game, you play a game in this time of year, you're either euphoria or it's a crash landing. And so for us yesterday, it was a crash landing. So a year ago at this time, it was the other feeling. It's one or the other. There's no in between, and there's certainly no soft landings. The season is suddenly a season that's very much alive and with great hopes and expectations and energy suddenly crashes and it's over, and that's the way it is. It's going to be for every team but one this year, and that's the NFL. So it's not going to change. It's the way it is. Unfortunately, that's where we were last night. It's where we are today. Just stopped. It's over. We're on to next year.
I'm not asking you to quantify levels of disappointment with the way things went yesterday, no matter what it would have been. But the number of times you guys were in second and short, third and short, had positive plays on first down, it seemed to me as if, as you mentioned, the missed opportunities. Do you look at some of this and say, you know, we were so close on some of these plays, give the Ravens credit, but there was a lot that we had to do with our own demise.
I couldn't have put it better myself, Tom. Give the Ravens credit. They did a great job. They deserved to win. They were the better team. We had opportunities that we didn't capitalize on, and they obviously hurt us. So, and the Ravens had opportunities that they did capitalize on, and that's why they're still playing. So they did a better job of playing and coaching than we did last night, and they deserve to win the game, and they did. So take nothing away from them. We missed our opportunities.
With there's a lot of a lot of youth on defense. You feel like there's a lot of potential or a high ceiling for those guys to improve going forward now?
Well, I think there's opportunity for everybody to improve. I think there's opportunity for all of us to improve. I hope that I can do it. I hope that as a staff we can do it. And I hope that individually and collectively as players and a team we can do it. So, sure. But that's, you know, I think that's the way it always is. You know, we're always trying to get better each year, every week, every season. So I think we'll hopefully learn things from this season, use those experiences, work on things in the off season that'll individually and hopefully collectively, take us to higher ground.
Bill, you said there were a lot of positives to the season. What were some of them, and did those kind of...
I mean, we won 13 games. We're playing an AFC championship game. I mean, there's not a whole lot of teams that are saying that. So, yeah, I mean, our performance, our production...
About the grind, you know, and I think Mike kind of alluded to this. Do you feel, energized to coach another season? Because now you are the longest tenured coach in the league.
I'll be here. You'll have to deal with me again next year. know that's disappointing for a lot of you, but that's... Until I'm told otherwise, I plan on being here. Okay, well, thank you. Appreciate your patience and cooperation all year. And see you down the road. All right, thank you.